The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making your home great on WPTF. Got kind of an interesting show for you, I think. Now, they're all interesting, but this one will take on a life of its own. Because Holly Bowers from Roofworks is here. She's back for the second week in a row. We don't usually do that, do we, Holly?
No, we definitely don't.
But she brought along some audio from the Roofworks podcast. Tell me the name of that podcast. Is it
The Works.
The Works. Is it spelled the way you would spell Works in Roofworks?
Yeah, the WERKS.
And you can get it anywhere that you ordinarily listen to podcasts. And Derwin Maness said some things on the podcast, which we kind of stepped back and listened to it and said, yeah, is he really going to say that? He's telling the truth about insurance.
Yep, he does. He speaks nothing but truth when it comes to all of that. But the Works podcast is great because it gives us a chance to bring in all of our different team that are specialized in each individual facet of roofing. So that's what's been great about it. The show, you know, we never know what's going to come up on the show, but the podcast lets us get deeper into the more technical and real things that everybody needs to hear.
Right. And it is a technical business.
It is. Yeah.
I hear a lot of people who say, I do roofs, I do drywall, I do rough framing. That's probably not a good, action plan for your business to do 15 different things.
No, and that's why we stick to roofing. But we do so many different types of roofing that each type is a specialized skill. So, like I talk about before, the guys that do steep slope aren't necessarily skilled on the low slope roofs.
Right.
And the guys that do specialty work like metal, slate, and tile don't really, you know, that's what they stick to. Our gutter team sticks to gutters. Coating team does coating. So that's why it's important to get them in here talking about all these different options that you have.
And if a person had a metal roof and it was perfectly fine, maybe a little, a little dingy. Don't they fade sometimes?
Yeah, we can restore it.
You can restore it.
Yep.
It's not. Is it painting it? Is that usually what you're doing?
Essentially, yeah, that's what coating is. Really painting the roof. But there's different products that work with different types of roof systems. So it's just knowing the difference between that.
From my perspective, I drive by some metal roofs, on the way in here. And honestly, when your red roof has faded to pink, I don't know what kind of farmer anybody would be, and I'm not going to make any value judgments about the color pink. But if it's faded, Roofworks can help.
Yep, we can definitely restore it. And you see that a lot. I mean, it's the good thing is with the metal now, they have a Kynar finish, which is the same paint finish they put on cars.
Oh, yeah.
So the older cars, you've seen the older cars kind of fade out, but the paint finish on these is definitely a longer lasting warranty.
Yeah, there was a period of time, and I don't want to make fun of them, but General Motors picked the lowest bidder. And for a while there, my Jeep was just, coming off. Now, I wouldn't want that for my house.
No.
Absolutely not. Okay. All right. And we will talk about insurance. But I want to talk about another thing that has to do with insurance. I think Derwin is going to talk about the aspects of other contractors and et cetera. Can we talk about what kind of insurance we must make sure the people have before they get on my roof?
Oh, as far as workers' comp and general liability?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's very important that your contractor is covered for those things.
Okay.
The reason being is that roofing is a very dangerous industry, and all it takes is one slip for them to fall off that roof and get killed, get hurt, become mangled, become handicapped for the rest of their life. And if that contractor is not covered, then, you know, the homeowner can get sued for those damages or those injuries. And that's what you want to make sure you're protected.
And Derwin may talk about that. So we're going to truncate that conversation. But I am going to ask you about warranty as well, because that's a big end of anything you buy that's expensive. My wife has warranty upon warranty for her car. She has a manufacturer's warranty. As soon as that runs out, she's got the extended warranty. We're not going to pay for a transmission for the next tens of thousands of miles. Exactly. What are the warranties that you could get on a roof?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what type of roof system you're installing, depends on the type of warranty that comes with it. But just remember, roof replacements are their long-term investments. So you do want to make sure that you're covered for the long term. Yeah. It's a lot of money to spend on the front end to not be sure that you're protected on the back end.
Right. And a person could actually end up with, what, a lifetime warranty or a 50-year warranty on the roof?
That's, yep, with the shingles, it's a 50-year warranty for residential single-family homes.
Right.
And there's also the warranty that we give ensures that the workmanship's also protected by the manufacturer, which is just, it's great. So if anything happens to roof works, the homeowner's covered with the manufacturer to protect them from any workmanship defaults.
Does this cover what they call acts of God? I mean, we're about to get a storm and a half.
Yeah, that's the only thing it doesn't cover, that or, you know, if you have a tree fall on the roof, there's no way for anyone to be able to protect you from that because that's just an act of nature.
That's homeowner's insurance.
That's right.
Right. How about acts of stupid? Because that goes on every now and then.
It does.
When the neighbor sets off fireworks and they misfire and they end up on your roof still burning. They don't cover that, do they?
No. I mean, that's like you said, what homeowner's insurance is for.
I have always said that of the two possibilities, evil and stupidity, I call it evil and stupid. Stupid's going to get you before evil gets even out of bed. You know, there are knuckleheads everywhere. All right. Derwin's coming up on the radio show. We should mention that Holly Bowers, who represents RoofWorks every other Saturday here, does not own RoofWorks.
I do not own RoofWorks.
And I'm sad that you don't, honestly. Wouldn't it be nice?
You know, I just love those guys. The coolest part is that I've been with them since, you know, almost the very beginning. So it's really a part of my heart and soul to be a part of something that we've all been able to grow together. And those guys, they take great care of everyone. They're just great, great owners.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when people come on the show, people at home get this different perspective of them. Oh, they're too big for me. Or on the other end, they say, well, it's just a jack of all trades. These people are, you know, the company's been around for how many years?
It's 19 years this year. And like I said, I've been there for so long. I've seen so many things that they've done for people and so much help that they've given, just trying to do the right thing and steer everybody in the right direction. I always say we're so much more than a roofing company. We really are.
But you're isolated too above the house. I mean, you're more than a roofing company, but you got your gutters, soffit and fascia.
Yep, soffit, fascia, gutters, roofing, skylights, chimney caps.
If and who does own the RoofWorks? Derwin Maness and
so the owners are Derwin Maness and Will Hayes.
And
they've been in the industry for a very, very, very long time.
Right. Some companies would add up both of their experiences and then add up everybody who works for them and say, we have 190 years experience. But they've been doing it this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And they were working in roofing before this.
They were many years before this.
All right. Very good. We're going to talk with Holly Moore on this radio show. Also hear from Derwin Maness, who's got some things to say. Let's just say that. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF, news, talk, traffic, and Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And we are joined by Holly Bowers of Roofworks and Mike Slaman from the radio station. Hey, Mike.
Usually I don't talk. I am the behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I schedule all the clients,
yes,
all the partners, and this year I was happy to expand my role with Roofworks.
Yeah.
Roofworks has been doing a podcast called The Works,
yeah,
and there's a number of different subjects already online, anywhere you get a podcast,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And the thing that Holly wanted to do with the podcast was to really hyper-focus on one subject. And recently, we have it's available right now.
Yeah.
And it's Holly and the co-owner of Roofworks, Duren Manis, talking about roofing claims. And this has been something that, you know, we've always talked about. The fascinating thing about what you're about to hear is just imagine if the owner of a company gets a knock on the door
oh no.
From another roofing company that wants to inspect his roof.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll just join the podcast. I start talking to Holly about how confusing this really is.
There seems to be a lot of confusion with homeowners on this subject. Holly, what are some common misunderstandings about what is covered? What don't they understand?
Well, I think it's a bit confusing for everyone nowadays. I think the big thing is just if you get people that are knocking on your doors or showing up at your house saying, hey, you've got potential damage, the first thing the homeowner wants to do is call the insurance company first and get them involved. Don't let anybody come on your roof. Don't let them get up there, because there's a lot of fraud that's going on in the marketplace. People are creating damage on there, and there's no way to prove it if you let them on that roof system. So that's probably the first and foremost, most important thing. And the other thing is just supplements, understanding how that whole process works. It's very important for you to use a company, one, that you can trust, two, that's not going to pull the wool over your eyes when it comes to all the supplementing and that whole process, and just making sure that you're getting a good roof system installed.
I mean, I can see how this can happen, because you're in the neighborhood, you have a storm coming through, your neighbor had some damage possibly. You wonder maybe if you have some damage, so you open yourself up to an inspection. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, I think the big thing is they are getting on the roof, and the homeowner, like I said, doesn't have any way to prove whether they have legitimate damage or not, or if they're up there creating damage. So what they want to do, the homeowners want to call the insurance first, get set up with an adjuster, and have an adjuster come out that works with the insurance company, and they can do an overall inspection of the roof and determine if they do or do not have legitimate damage to file a claim.
And Mike, I could speak to that in the two ways. You know, and it actually happened to me this week. I know that sounds crazy, but I had a flyer on my door offering to inspect my roof for storm damage, owning a roofing company. And the neighbor up the street had their roof done by a company, and I won't say that they're a storm chaser or not, but the insinuation was that they had storm damage on their roof. Your neighbor did, so you probably have it, and we would like to check your roof out. So there had been no storm recently in my neighborhood, and that is what we call, what we in our industry or at Roofworks call storm chasing, because there is no recognized storm. But so that company was doing a job. They felt the need to flyer the neighborhood and say they had storm damage. Let's look at your roof. Then the other situation would be where there is a recognized storm, a real event happened, and everybody knew it. You knew it. Holly knew it. We all knew that the storm hit that neighborhood. I mean, you couldn't dispute it. So that's totally different than the neighbor up the street's getting their roof done and that company is saying, hey, let me check your roof out. Those are two widely different situations. And so storms do happen, and events happen where, yes, there's damage. And then again, my roof may not, even though there was a storm, let's say the second scenario where everybody recognizes there's a storm, my roof may not have damage at all. And the neighbor on each side of me may have damage on their roof. That happens too. And that customer may go, wow, how can I not have damage? And it's just, that does occur. But the question is, the first thing the homeowner needs to do is contact their insurance. Their insurance may say, I trust RoofWorks, have them go up, look at your roof, but that's what needs to happen first. The insurance needs to give the okay and say, we trust this company to look at your roof. Don't have somebody go up on the roof, because at that point, there's warranties involved. Say it's a three-year-old roof, and the warranty can be voided by something being done to that roof. So that's the scenario that can happen.
Have you heard of any situations where a full roof replacement was done and it probably shouldn't have been done?
Oh, yes, of course. And I think what gets in people, and where that happens a lot, is let's say you moved into that house and you've been in the house a year. The roof is 3 years old. It got replaced before you moved in, so it's a three-year-old roof. You move in, and maybe you've never done a roof before or had to have one done. Somebody knocks on your door, and you've been told roofs cost quite a bit of money. Great opportunity for you to get a new roof. You say, let's do it, because you don't know any better. But what happens, and we'll talk about it as we go along here, what that does to you and your insurance down the road. You didn't need it replace, but you were convinced by a probably not totally honest roofing company that the roof needed to be replaced.
And then when you want to renew your insurance, your premiums skyrocket.
Oh, yeah. And I just saw something. I mean, all the premiums went up across the state. So that they legitimately just put that in writing last week, I think, is when that happened. It's 7.5% and saying it could go up to 20%. So this is a real serious issue. And understand that the insurance company's got to get their money back. So everybody's going to pay the price for this, whether it's a legitimate claim or not legitimate claim. Everyone across the board is paying for this stuff.
Yeah. The other thing, and I'm sorry, is that it's not just that. I mean, it's just not honest. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's not honest. And the second thing is, you did that. Maybe you didn't know at all. Maybe you were sort of convinced. Maybe you did know. Who knows, as a homeowner? But what it also does, maybe they don't cancel your policy. Maybe your rate doesn't go up immediately. But what about if you have an issue in the house where you have something occurs and you need insurance?
Like the plumbing.
Like the plumbing issue or some kind of leak floods the internal part of the house. What happens then with insurance? How do they treat you at that point? Do you get flagged? Those are things that do happen.
And
there's much more.
he stopped short of using the words liars and cheats, but I won't. Because if somebody approaches somebody, especially vulnerable folks, with a scam, that there are no two other words for it. Go ahead, Holly.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing about the insurance, that's the thing. You think you're doing yourself a favor by getting a free roof. You didn't need a roof, but you need the insurance, and the insurance is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, that's...
That's what's going to happen.
It is what's going to happen.
Anyhow, we have a whole podcast on this. There's a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's available anywhere you get your podcast. It's called The Works, The Truth About Roofing Claims. And next month we're going to talk about skylights. So maybe I'll come in and talk about that one as well. So check it out.
That's neat. Again, Derwin was very polite. Very measured in his tone. I won't be. There are, Holly, tell me the story. There are people who have been scammed so badly, it's not just the insurance company paying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all paying for it. There's, I mean, billions upon billions of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not even just our industry. It's every industry. It's happening everywhere all the time. So that's why we sit here and advocate against it, because this, you know, it needs to stop. People need to be aware of what's really going on. There's people out there that have companies that are making money the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why RoofWorks isn't in that game, is because we want to have a good company that we can stand strong through the test of time doing it right.
All right. Very good. We're going to continue with Holly Bowers of RoofWorks and keep an eye on this tropical storm Chantal. Chantal is apparently going to affect us later this weekend. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF. We've got an archived edition of our radio program for the second hour, but we got a good amount of live radio here on WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
With Holly Bowers of RoofWorks, we're going to turn a corner in a moment and talk about the good things that RoofWorks does. But I want to tell a quick story, if you don't mind. There was a time for about 6 months I was a project manager for a repair company, and it was mostly a storm and fire repair company. And I remember a moment. I was on a roof, and I probably was 23, 24. I was on a roof with an adjuster who could not have been more than 5 foot two, and she had no reason. Neither one of us had any reason to be on the roof. She took out her folding ladder and went up on the roof, you know, brave little girl. And I say girl because I'm, you know, a million years old now. Brave young woman up on the roof. Neither one of us knew what we were looking for. She was the insurance adjuster. She's gonna say whatever the repair people say. Is that still the case, that those insurance adjusters, sometimes those are entry-level jobs?
I'm sure you have that. I mean, everybody's got to get in the industry some way, somehow. But
yeah.
I know we field a lot of calls. A lot of people call us and want second opinions. So people get on the roof, say they've got storm damage, and the good thing is they're calling us to come out and trust and verify.
Yeah.
There's been several of those calls that we have not found any signs of any roofing damage outside of a minor repair that weren't legitimate to file claims. So if you get in those situations, I'm going to say that time is experience. So it's doing it over and over and over again. That's where you get your wisdom and experience from. And when you're young, just like you were, you haven't been in the industry long enough to see many different scenarios. And that's why it's great, because our team, we have a group of everything. We've got people that have been in the industry for many, many, many years. And the greens coming in, and the ones that are kind of in the middle that have been doing it for several years now.
Right.
So it's the training process of going out there. If you don't know what you're looking at, there's always someone to call to come out or to be able to, you know, guide you through that process. But I would say you can't possibly know everything at that age. You haven't been doing it long enough to see many different situations. And years of experience, that's where you get that wisdom from.
Right. I know enough to know that if somebody pulls into the driveway from another state, and I got Georgia plates or Virginia plates, and there's a mess of white paint that's obviously poured out the back of their, you know, the back of the truck bed, and it's just been left there because you can't wash it off. It's there. That's not the person I want. That's not them.
I mean, things happen, so you can't say
No.
But,
you know,
I mean, hopefully they'll come out and clean it up. That's the big thing. Get the power washer out there and get that thing cleaned up as good as you can.
But they were spending their time painting before they did roofing, or roofing along with painting.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Well, and that's why we don't try to be a jack of all trades, because it's nearly impossible. You're not living long enough to be a jack of all trades. So stick to what you're good at and just continue to learn and grow and get educated and just master that skill. Don't go out trying to master everything, because it just – I don't see how you have enough time in your life to do that.
My dad built his house in 1961. Three tab shingles all over. Maybe that was the popular option. Or at least it was, you know, and now we would think of three tab shingles as a budget option. Yes?
Yeah, they're kind of the low end, but that was, you know, three tabs were what they were before all these other options came out and technology has made all these enhancements.
And what are the other options, and why do I want to lean in that direction?
Well, it's just the durability and the longevity of them. So stepping up from a three tab to an architectural shingle, it's thicker. It's going to stand up better to the hailstorms.
Yes.
It's got more asphalt in it, so the lifespan's going to last longer. There's many reasons why you want to step up.
And it literally is heavier.
It is, yes.
And
honestly, it looks nicer, too. So you're getting, you know, a better aesthetic look. It increases the value of your house. So there's many reasons to take that next step up.
It's I don't want to say this as a negative, but it's got a busier look on your roof. It doesn't just have three tabs.
Yeah. Three tabs are meant to look like slate. That's really what the shingle was meant for.
Yeah.
So it's just a very vulnerable shingle, and the lifespan it doesn't last long. 10 to 15 years on a three tab,
right.
It's a lot of money to spend to not get very many years out of it.
And yeah, maybe on a rental property you're going to sell in about 8 years, you know, but not for your home.
I mean, you do see some homes with three tabs that last 20 years, but it's rare.
Yeah.
I mean, they're usually in shaded areas where the sun's not beating down on them.
And what are the factors that will cause a shingle to deteriorate? I mean, storm damage is one thing, what's the aging process?
Heat, what
causes that?
Think about the heat that you've got, that sun. I mean, and with them cutting all the trees down in all these neighborhoods, there's no shade. So the sun is just beating on that roof. You've got all the elements from sun, rain, cold weather, you know, winter weather. So it's just a combination of everything, along with if your ventilation's not proper, it's going to break the shingles down faster because you've got all that heat on the underside of the roof deck that's breaking those shingles down too.
Now, my daughter has purchased a home inside Raleigh, and she has on the roof these twirling pipes.
The whirlybirds.
Whirlybirds.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that indicate to you that this is a fairly old roof?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whirlybirds are great, though. If you need them, they're great. That's the good thing about them is they're different than that power fan.
Yeah.
So that's why they've lasted so long, and you see them on the old school houses because they have lasted a long time. But it's just another source of ventilation.
Right.
So if she's got the ridge line, she can put the ridge vent system on. But if she has a hip roof, she's going to need some other type of power fan ventilator, whether it's that solar fan that we work with Brock on or a turbine, roof turbine is what we call that whirlybird.
Yeah.
An attic fan.
And would she have both the twirlybird? Is that what I'm using the term right?
You could say whirlybird.
Whirlybird, okay.
Roof turbine.
The whirlybird or roof turbine, if somebody were to call RoofWorks and say, I need this roof replaced. Are we talking about removing it? Do we generally get rid of it at that point?
Generally, if we can put a better, you know, more more updated ventilation system, yes. But like I said, without seeing her roof, I don't know what type of roof she has.
Oh, I understand. So I know.
We would just need to go out there and see what's best suited for that situation.
And, you know, it's one of those things where I know that that dates her house. And I know the paneling dates her house to a certain era. I just don't know whether it would need to be replaced. You're right about ridge vent. I don't know whether she has a ridge vent.
Yeah, that and soffit vent. Does she have ventilation at the eaves? So there's a lot of factors that we need to look at for that situation.
Now, tell me about these solar fans. Because as Brock says, number one, they're going to last very long. They'll last longer than the electric fans.
Yeah, that is true. And that's why they're such a great option, because there are some situations that you do need to have. You need to have a fan up there. But yeah, instead, the power fans tend to burn out. We see them burning out 5 to 10 years. If, you know, most don't last 10 years.
Yeah.
But a lot of homeowners don't even realize their fan's not working over time. So that's why the solar fans are so much better, because they last a lot longer than those electrical fans do.
And what does it look like on the roof?
It's a better profile, too. I mean, the solar fans are nice. It's just square profile. Versus the power fans are a little bit bulkier.
Right.
So I think overall, if you do need a fan, I would go solar for sure.
And does it have a small solar panel?
It does. With his fans, yeah, because that's what keeps it powered up.
And it sits on the roof?
It does.
It does. Okay. Anybody on your roof, ladies and gentlemen listening to this broadcast, if you're within the sound of my voice, and you are, please don't have anybody else put their feet up on your roof except a roofing company. I mean, you mentioned the sun tunnels.
A roofing company that's insured for roofing.
Roofing company, thank you.
Yeah.
Roofing company that's insured, both regular liability and to get on your roof.
And workers' comp. And it, like I said, it makes sure they're insured for roofing specifically.
Right.
And that's something you're going to have to call and ask their insurance company.
Got
to
be bold and ask for the name of the insurance company and then pick up the phone when they left.
That's right. And then their coverage, figure out how much their coverage is for. So that's very, very important, too.
And people are taking out – this, again, we're going back to what Derwin talked about. But there are insurance companies that are not insurance companies, roofing – shady roofing people – who get themselves the proper insurance, then cancel it, and yet they still have the piece of paper saying they've got insurance.
Yeah, that's why you need to call the insurance to verify, because just because they had it yesterday does not mean they have it today.
Man,
and
that's terrible.
That does happen. Like I said, I've seen people modify PDF documents from Adobe. They can go in there and change the dates, and that's not real, but they furnish those. And if you don't check and verify, you just have no way. It looks like it's real, but it's really not.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're talking to Holly Bowers at RoofWorks. The website is what, Holly?
Okay. It's roof, WERKS.com.
RoofWorks. Okay. We're back with more in just a moment on Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And we're on with Holly Bowers from RoofWorks on WPTF. Next hour, that is at 12 noon or a little after 12 noon, we've got an archived edition because we're going to have a short show because it's the holiday weekend. So when you hear me try to give something away in like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, yeah, no. We never give anything away during the archived edition. Sounds like we're curating radio shows. We are. We're saving them and sometimes using them. Holly, we were talking about all the negatives. I want to talk about the positives. Sunroofs. Sunroof?
Skylights.
Skylights. I keep calling them sunroofs because we own one in the car. Okay, so skylight. It had a bad reputation, but now it's so much better.
Oh, yeah, and think about roof windows. So it's bringing in natural light, and you can put them in many different spaces. And if skylights don't work, then there's always sun tunnels, which sun tunnels are another great way to bring in natural light and moonlighting, actually. So you can put the sun tunnels in like bathrooms, hallways, closets. They're really cool and just cost effective. They're very easy to install. The skylights, we do full replacements. We can do repairs around skylights because a lot of times the skylights are still good, just need some flashing work, or we can do brand new cut-ins. Which cut-ins are, if you don't have any skylights, we can go and cut the hole, and we do everything inside and out to trim out and make it a really beautiful project for you.
It'll, of course, look like it came with the house.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, sorry, my earphones are a little off today.
What's that?
That my earphones are a little staticky today.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
But no, skylights are great. I mean, it's great. We have so many in our office. We wanted to have them in our showroom so that people can come in and see what they look like and how they function. But it's just a great way. We don't turn a lot of lights on in the office because all that sunlight comes in from the skylights. So it also saves you energy, too.
Sure it does. Yeah, you don't have to turn on as many lights.
That's right.
The quality, of course, has improved on all these. What does it look like from the outside?
Oh, yeah. It's just a flat surface. And, I mean, before they had the plastic bubbles.
Yeah.
You don't really see those anymore. And they didn't last. They cracked and caused leaks. But, no, the new skylights, they're great.
Coming in from eastern North Carolina, you will see some of those.
Yeah.
If you're driving along the highway, you just look to the left and the right.
I don't know how many are left anymore, but yeah, those definitely, that's probably what gave them a bad name. But I mean, the concept made sense, but it was just the products they used just didn't, they didn't last as long.
I wonder, were they originally yellow?
No, probably not. They just, you know, dimmed over time.
Okay.
But no, that's what's so cool is if you do have an old bubble skylight and you replace it, it's just such a nicer, cleaner look inside your house, too. And it's really going to brighten it up and make it great.
Yeah.
So with roof replacements, unless you have a newer skylight, we always recommend replacing skylights with the roof replacement.
Yeah.
Because, one, it's way more cost effective to do it while the roof is tore off.
Right.
And secondly, if you come in later and do a repair, you're going to have mismatched shingles around it too, which doesn't always aesthetically look good.
You would have to what, replace
shingles? Yeah, because you have to reshingle that whole area and make sure it's flashed in. I mean, think about it. You have a big hole in your roof. You got to make sure that's watertight.
You mentioned something about we were talking about three-tab shingles, and you mentioned that people are removing trees, getting a lot of sun on the roofs. How about the areas like in older parts of Raleigh, Cary, Apex, where there's a lot of trees?
Yeah, so
a lot of pine trees.
A lot of debris on the roof. That's where you get critters coming in because critters can access the roof, so that tends to cause problems. So it's different scenarios. If you have an open roof like that, you're going to get the sun beating it down. If you have a shaded roof with trees, you're going to have the potential for critter damage or debris on the roof and in the gutters that you need to do the maintenance plan on that.
If somebody has that as a problem, we can contact you and you guys will take care of it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially if there's a lot of tree coverage, you're a great candidate for gutter covers because that's the whole point is to, you know, eliminate you having to clean that gutter system out so frequently. If you have no trees, don't waste your money on gutter coverage because it makes no sense because there's no debris falling. So if someone tries to sell that to you, just say no.
I always love it when I drive by a neighborhood that's called Oak Meadow Farms. There's no farm, there's no meadow, and the oaks are all cut down. They eliminate every tree for, you know, 100 and some odd acres, and then they put in houses. Mike wanted to say something again.
Yeah. This is going to be a very interesting month on Making Your Home Great.
Yeah.
We are in our fifth year, and this
has
never happened
that
we have been out as much as we've been out, but lots of special things happening this month. Okay, next week we're going to do a special show. Brock has been talking about these Duke rebates.
Yes.
His company, Triangle Radium Barrier, is what they call a trade ally. Trade allies can get discounts that other companies like him can't. So we're going to have Sue Clement on from Duke Energy. She's going to explain all these amazing rebates. I mean, Brock has told me that you can get at least 50%, but sometimes it's a total wash.
Yeah.
In other words, it doesn't cost you anything. So anyone that is a Duke customer, this is something that's going to be very interesting. We're going to have Graham Alexander from Southern Energy Management talking about solar and how there's so many benefits with solar with the Duke rebates.
Yeah.
That's next week.
That's next
July
week.
19th. We are traveling anyone in the Lillington area for the very first time. We're going to be at the famous J.E. Womble and Sons.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Now, the Weekend Garner's been there many times, but we haven't. So we're going to have Richard Norheim come back from Enhanced Renovations.
Yes.
Chris Massey from C. Massey Plumbing. And then we end the month, July 26th. Holly will be back visiting Rescued Wood Rehab. That's great custom wood place in Fuquay Verena. Jeff Hastings will also be on board. So, very special month here.
And I hate to ask this, but we've got somebody for every show?
Yeah.
I mean, we're good?
That's awesome.
We're good.
I have never seen anybody scramble the way Mike scrambles. It's not that people don't want to be on the show, but for instance, this week, Holly's here, but we're not inviting in other new guests because it's the 5th of July. You know, people are with their families.
Things are happening.
I'm so glad for that.
You know, I did just see something come in from Piedmont Gas, too, about rebates for installing new furnaces.
Wow.
So you may want to get connected with someone over there, too, to come talk about
that. Okay. Yeah.
I like the idea of the almost awash programs where Brock does something, you know, they install something that does not, it's not a big job. It's an okay big job. You know, it's something. He'll do the insulation, blown-in insulation, up above your living area. And the cost with Brock's company, Triangle Radiant Barrier, is not high. He doesn't consider that a big, you know, big markup item. Mm-hmm. Then you go to Duke and ask for the money, ask for their rebate, and the rebate's really close to what Brock is offering.
And then you also get the benefit of what the work did for years and years and years. Because we always talk about, you know, how long is it going to take for me to actually feel this? So I have to pay for this. But with this rebate program, I mean, it's going to be a very exciting show.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Holly Bowers from RoofWorks. We are wrapping up the radio program. Behind the scenes here, people don't know this. We're all wearing tank tops, and we've got our feet in water.
In the sand.
And we're enjoying non-alcoholic margaritas. I'm so glad. Now, is the office open on Monday?
Technically, no. Everybody's out. They need to spend time with their family. But if we have an emergency, we're always all on radar. So if something does come through, we'll certainly give you a call.
And they're used to it. I mean, if you've got an emergency situation, there are companies that advertise that they'll come out and take care of you.
Yeah. I mean,
will RoofWorks?
Yes. If it's something that is, you know, a dire emergency, we will get out there. And like I said, our whole team, we have our whole team on standby. So if we see a call coming in, then someone's going to reach out and talk to you if it's an emergency.
All right. RoofWorks, roof, RoofWorks.com.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Holly Bowers from RoofWorks on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680 WPTF.